with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed, flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. Yeah, I really would like to let it play again all the way through, but today, as usual, Roger brings way too much to the table. And I need to cut as many corners as I can elsewhere to be able to get all of the information out that I brought to you today, or for you today. And in order to do so, here we go, people, there won't be any call-ins. Please don't think that I do this because I don't like you calling in. That's just the opposite. I do. But again, I have two options. One, I can give you as much information as possible to allow you to get the most from each topic. Or I can take calls, and I can't really do both. So maybe at some time in the future, there will be available time on RBN for me to go to a different time slot where I can afford, where they can afford me 2 hours on the weekend, and I can give you a chance to call in. I'm going to say this real quick again because I don't have much time for extra things today. You can always, and nobody does, and that's fine. But the point is, you can leave a comment, you can ask a question on the libertybeacon.com every Monday, anytime after noon central, the libertybeacon.com. And that this show, you know, tlbtalkradio.com, is published there every single Monday by noon central. I know it's a lot easier to call in than it is to leave a question, and it's a lot less time consuming, so on and so forth. But if you have something you feel is very germane or very pertinent to the topic and you wish others to know, the Liberty Beacon has a really good reach. So it's not like people wouldn't be seeing or knowing or understanding. And if it's a question, I'm going to answer it personally. So we've got to get into this today because, again, I bring a ton of information, and I have, at this point, less than an hour to give it to you. So, again, TLB Talk Radio. Today is episode 25, and here we go. The topic of today's show, or the title of today's show, is Witness the Destruction of Our Military. Not joking. Okay? TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by one of our newest websites, and that is tlbtalk.com. If you want to talk about things and you don't want to be kicked to the curb, you want to exercise your freedom of speech, as long as you can do it within legal limits, because you do something illegal, it's not just you that gets kicked off, it's our website that gets shut down as well. So that's about the only thing that's going to get you kicked off other than extreme profanity. So you want to say something, that's the place to go and say it. Let's jump into this. Again, the title, Witness the Destruction of Our Military. In prior shows, I've discussed in detail the intentional and imminent destruction of America via the globalists and their mechanisms, such as a compromised puppet in chief. No, I mean that. Compromised, as in compromised by China, as in compromised by Russia, as in people in Ukraine having things on our puppet in chief. Not a joke. These are all facts. Okay, so via the globalist mechanisms of puppet-in-chief that's compromised social collapse, which is basically things like critical race theory, economic collapse, which we're looking at right now, financial default, which means that we can no longer afford to increase the debt of the United States and that will have to be defaulted on, cross-border invasion. No, I didn't say cross-border illegal aliens. I said, and I mean, cross-border invasion. And that's going to be another whole show. That may even be next week. Energy dependency, food health collapse, etc., etc., etc. Can you say treason? When each and every one of these things is allowed to happen consistently and ramp up on a consistent basis with no pushback from those we, you and me and everybody else listening, we put into office to protect us, to serve us, and to make our lives livable, when we see no pushback, as a matter of fact, when we see them slapping us upside the head every time we turn around to complain, then treason is the word that needs to be spoken. Not a joke, not fear porn, an absolute fact. There are at least a half a dozen points at which a case of treason can be brought against members of this government, including, up to and including, our puppet in chief, Joe Bob. That's not a joke. Roger's not guessing. I'm telling you the absolute truth. Why can't we do it? Because the globalists pretty much own America right now, because most of your Democrats who have been in office for, I don't know, some of them almost a half a century, are all bought and paid for by who? By the globalists, who are intentionally destroying America so they can bring in global governance. You've all heard me say this before. You cannot have global governance until you destroy the cowboys of the earth first. Who are the cowboys of the planet? America. Again, can you say treason? Today we will discuss the most worrisome component of all of this: the destruction of the most formidable military this planet has ever seen, with intention, and occurring at breakneck speed. This isn't something that's happening over decades. It's not something that's happening over 5 or 6 years. This is something that's happening over 2 to 3 years at the most. How do I know? Why is Roger raising his voice already so early in the show? How does he know about these things? Am I qualified to discuss this topic in any depth or detail? Well, let me explain to you. I personally spent 8 years in the United States Navy as a nuclear submarine electronics / sonar technician, and another 20 years working for Raytheon Company, facilitating military or Department of Defense contracts as a senior field engineer, traveling this globe constantly, as much as 80% of every year being out of this country. So I have a very learned and detailed understanding of our forces' capabilities and what it takes to bring us to our knees, or what it takes for us to project the power needed to maintain a respect for this country. I know probably more than anybody listening. This is what I did for my entire adult life up until about 15 years ago when I started doing this. Okay? What I or we are seeing today is unprecedented, and can only result in the destruction of both our capabilities and our readiness to protect and defend this country. Let me ask you a question. What does a president swear to? Does he not swear to protect this country from all enemies, both foreign and domestic? How do you do that when you are intentionally destroying the military you need to accomplish this? Never mind projecting our strength globally. We're a laughingstock at this point, globally. Think Afghanistan. If there is anyone at all listening to this who thinks you can convince me that this is not intentional, thus treasonous, don't waste your breath, because you're wrong. And I can prove everything that's coming out of my mouth. He is committing treason on the border. He is committing treason what he's doing to our military. And I can go on. The fact that the Democrats are so bought into this and have a majority in both the House of Representatives and the Senate is what's keeping this guy from being impeached or being brought up on counts of treason. Not a joke, people. This is a fact. When's the last time you saw America in this much trouble? When? It never has been. But it is today. And it's coming from every single direction simultaneously. You only see that if it's intentional. If it happens naturally, you get a little bit of this, then this might poke its nose in. But by that time, you've got this under control. Then, oh my God, that might come from over your shoulder. But it doesn't all happen at full intensity simultaneously. And most of it by executive orders from the compromise puppet in chief. Joe Biden was put into office for one reason and one reason only. Nobody here feels he's qualified to be there, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. He was put there because he is the most controllable mechanism, thus the best mechanism they could have in the presidency at this point in time to accomplish exactly what you see being accomplished. Today we're going to talk about the military. But before we get there, as you all know, there are some things I need to talk about. First thing is, I need to say thank you to RBN for allowing me this platform. Why do I say that? Listen to what Roger just said in his opening. How many platforms do you think would even put up with that? Regardless of the fact that it's the truth, how many do you think would even put up with that? Not very many, but RBN not only does, but listen to the other shows on RBN. Don't just listen to me. If I'm the only one you listen to on RBN, you're blowing it. RBN has some phenomenal shows, some phenomenal hosts. Listen to them, please. I also want to say thank you, as I do every week, to Sam, because Roger's voice goes from way down here to way up there. And if it wasn't for Sam, you probably wouldn't understand half of what I'm saying. Sam is a great producer. Sam is a friend, and I appreciate the hell out of Sam. Also, to Annie at Shake and Wake, who replays this show, as everybody knows by now, every single Thursday on Shake and Wake, and also hosts my newest show with my co-host Stephen Roberts, Eagle's Eye Report, which is Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Central. These are three significant reasons why the Liberty Beacon message gets out on a weekly basis. And I will say this every week. It needs to be said. I will also say this every week, and here we go again. I will state the message I bring to you today is not entertainment. It is not baseless guesses or remote possibilities. What I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or inevitabilities depending on our course of action or the course of action we're being dragged down. So here we go. Let's get into today's topic a little bit deeper. Intentional military degradation. I believe that the Biden administration and most Democrats and a good number of so-called bought and paid for Republicans or RINOs are dedicated to the destruction of the traditional USA by various means, economic, political, cultural, immigration, military. But let's pretty much stick with military today, because in my eyes, that's extremely important. One of the biggest things, and I'm not going to go into detail, there will be articles where you can find in depth on each and every one of the topics I'm going to talk about today. Each and every one of those articles, a link will be in the article tomorrow. You can go in and get more in-depth information on each one of these topics. Okay. One of the first things I want to discuss is this. You're telling me that I need to get rid of all fossil fuels. You're telling me that this includes, and our woke generals are signing on to this, even includes our military. I know what it would take to make an electric-powered tank. I know what it would take to make electric-powered field vehicles, meaning actually on the battlefield, not on the roads. I know what it would take to make, and I could go on and on. I'm going to ask you a question, okay? How long does it take to fill a tank? With gas. Minutes. How long does it take or would it take to charge something like a tank? Which would require a much larger charge with kilowatt hours far beyond any vehicle you can imagine on the road today. Okay? Now, can you make a battery-powered destroyer? Can you make a battery-powered PT vehicle, a patrol vehicle? Can you make, and I could go on and on, yet this is what our military is signing on to. This is what the woke generals and anybody who knows who, anybody who knows who is in charge of our military, the guy who went to the Chinese as Trump was about to leave office and told them, don't worry about what he says, I've got you covered. Nobody's going to attack you. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about woke generals who no longer owe an allegiance to the commander-in-chief, never mind you and me. Now, if you're going to tell me that I can turn our military into away from combustion engines, eliminate them, do away with gasoline and diesel, use renewables, okay? Again, we're powering main battle tanks, self-propelled artillery pieces, all-terrain vehicles, aircraft, okay? We're talking about the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, electricity. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm going to ask you again. How long does it take to charge a vehicle up? Use the quickest charge you could possibly imagine and imagine bringing a vehicle onto the battlefield to start charging up main battle tanks or self-propelled artillery vehicles, or, and how long would that actually take? How long would it take? It's absolutely ridiculous to even consider it. But yet, this is what we're told our military is going to do. We're being told that this is the future. It is an electric military or a renewable energy military. That's just the first thing, people. It gets much, much deeper than that. We're just getting started here. So, we've already discussed the fact that that is so far above what anybody can even understand. It's ridiculous. And it is ridiculous, okay? But let's go to the next step. Let's talk about the people who are in the military. What is happening to them today? And most of you have heard bits and pieces of this, but let's talk about critical race theory being taught to our military. Let's talk about transgenderism and diversity. Let's talk about equity and inclusion. And I'm going to tell you that this is, in fact, destroying our military. Military recruitment in the United States is way down at the same time as the Biden administration is driving up the so-called white supremacist. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have no clue how many people in the U.S. military today are being accused of being white supremacists, which is, of course, anybody who voted for Trump or who believes in the Constitution. Those opposed to taking the COVID vaccine due to either religious or health concerns or natural immunity. And people who refuse to use preferred pronouns of gender activists. The result of all of this is a neutered and divided military increasingly unable to fight and win wars. Now, I'm not joking. Again, I lived with these people. I worked with these people for 30 years. These are the most intense people on the planet. Why do I say that? They have to be. What's their job? Their job is, if you're an enemy or considered to be an enemy, or you attack any given area which they are there to protect, their job is to kill you. That is what they do. This is what they're trained to do, or to protect the area in such a fashion that that may be the only alternative. And they have to make that decision. They do. Okay. Recent polling by the University of Chicago found that 2/3 of Republican and independent voters and 51% of self-described, very liberal voters agree that the U.S. government is corrupt and rigged against everyday people. Trust in our institutions is falling apart, and the military is no exception. Believe me, it's not only not an exception, it's starting to concern a lot of people. In December of 2021, a survey was done in the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation, and the Institute determined that Americans' strong confidence and trust in our military had declined from 70% to 45% over the previous 3 years, with 11% of that collapse happening since February 2021, a month after President Biden took office. This disastrous pullout of troops from Afghanistan in the summer of 2021, leaving Americans, allies, and more than $7 billion in weapons and equipment behind. And again, a lot of what was left behind adds up to almost $80 billion, but we're talking about actual stashes of weapons that added up to over $7 billion on their own. Our increasingly woke military is losing the hearts and the minds of the American people. They've lost my heart and mind a long time ago. We're talking about a year and a half to 2 years ago. I saw this coming down the pike. I've written about it. I've done shows about it. Today, we're focusing on it. Young Americans join the military for a variety of reasons, but patriotism is a common element. Critical race theory, CRT, indoctrination is now required throughout our armed forces, including at our military academies. Critical race theory teaches that our nation is systematically racist and that all white people are essentially evil. It decries our founding fathers, our Constitution, our institutions, our capitalist economy, and our entire way of life as being irredeemably bigoted. This is what you're forcing down the throats of those you're asking for patriotism. And you're telling them you have no choice but not only to listen, but to learn it. There will be a test. This is what you're doing to your military. The military brothers and sisters in arms fight for one another more than for any other reason. CRT's denigration of the white race is itself profoundly bigoted. Just read some of the literature and substitute black for every mention of white, and you'll see exactly what's going on. There used to be a saying in the Army that the only race and color in the military was olive drab, meaning everybody was the same color. CRT is highly divisive, pitting the races against one another and undermining the teamwork required for success in battle. Absolutely. If I don't trust the person who's next to me, if I believe the person who's next to me is either a bigot or a supremacist, then am I going to go out of my way to ensure that a person I hate isn't harmed? It should have no place in our military, yet progressive politicians and bureaucrats at the highest level are mandating its instruction, and woke generals and admirals who want to continue to receive a paycheck are saluting smartly and implementing policies that are damaging unity, cohesion, and morale. This is not a joke. This is an in-your-face reality. So too are transgenderism and gender fluidity indoctrination. Free military health care does not provide for breast augmentation and other cosmetic surgeries. Under Biden's discretion or direction, the services are now required to accept transgender recruits, and you can bet your bottom dollar, or all our dollars actually, that highly expensive gender reassignment surgeries are on their way to a military hospital near you. Not only do these surgeries cost significant amounts of money, they are also grueling and with long recovery times, making such patients unfit for duty. So how many people will we have in the military that because of the military are unfit to be in the military or to perform the duties they joined the military to perform? Military leaders already are prodding servicemen and women to utilize the preferred pronouns of non-binary personnel. Rest assured that there will be mandatory soon. You will literally be, I don't know, sanctioned if you don't use the right pronouns. A recent news report reveals that the Army already has cautioned soldiers not to complain about having to shower with transgender personnel who have not undergone gender reassignment surgery yet. In other words, if you're a woman and a man walks into your shower room to take a shower, you better keep your mouth shut. You have no avenue or no venue to complain. It doesn't exist anymore. Respect. Officers, at our service academies and within the military now conduct indoctrination sessions to pressure troops into embracing and celebrating everything that they know to be untrue. These respect officers, yeah, they're called respect officers, are the modern American version of Soviet and Nazi political commissars who could cost, I don't know, uncareful soldiers and commanders their lives. Not only do these policies harm recruits, they also promote risk, adversity, and command hesitancy. The last thing you need in a professional fighting force is command hesitancy. I'm not going to do what this guy says because the stuff he's forcing down my throat doesn't make any sense at all, and it's against my religion. It's against everything I believe. What you've just done now is you've taken the effectiveness of your unit and you've dropped it into the toilet. Hand in hand with CRT transgenderism, so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are also weakening our military. Okay? With a global war between the West and the nuclear-armed Russia and China axis, a distinct possibility, given the conflict in Ukraine and China's ambitions towards Taiwan, whom do you trust to lead our nation down the path ahead? Woke flag officers with lucrative defense industry positions upon retirement, provided they salute and behave, all of the wokeness, which is totally counterproductive, or straight-talking warriors like Patton or Halsey. As our troops, as for the troops, ask yourself this. Why would anyone put his or her life on the line to serve a country they've been taught is so fundamentally racist and evil? So we're going to spend our time teaching our soldiers, our sailors, the people who fly our planes, so on and so forth, that they are working and serving a country that is so fundamentally racist and evil that they have to learn it. They have to know it. They have to understand it, and they have to respond to it. But yet you want them to go out and put their life on the line for you? Are you freaking kidding me? Now, anybody here who can listen to everything I just said and tell me that none of this is intentional, you're a freaking moron. You're listening to the wrong show. Tune out now. No, I don't apologize for that. When you do this to your military, the people who are there to protect you in the time of need, when you take them and you kick them over the edge of trust, when they no longer have faith in the organization they joined because they're patriotic and they wish to serve their country, you tell me how this is not intentional. The only way this could happen is if it was being done intentionally. There is no other way. And we're about to jump into a break. And when we get back from the break, we're going to dial this up a little bit. We're going to talk about the vaccines. We're going to talk about the health that's dropping off a cliff in our military due to vaccine mandates. We're going to talk about the wrecking ball of the vaccine mandates. We're going to talk about a military, the best military on the planet, literally dropping to its knees. And anybody who thinks that this is all just an oops, then what you are saying is that our military is run by the most stupid, ignorant, and self-centered people on the entire planet, and we love it. Otherwise, explain this to me. And we ain't even done. Again, this is just winding up. We'll be back. Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Not my words, like silent raindrops fell.
I wish I could echo in the wells of silence for a little while, but I just don't have the time. Let's take everything that I said prior to the break and let's add to it here, okay? The consequences aren't just in the future. Even now, and let's go over a couple of points in a little bit more depth. Because of the added cost of fossil fuels, military training has been significantly reduced, further damaging our defense posture. Why is there a massive increase in fossil fuels? That would be something that Joe Biden did the day he walked into office, because it didn't exist prior to Joe Biden entering office. It didn't exist. Here it is today. All right? And a significant increase in the cost of training has caused a significant decrease in the amount of training that can actually be done. Wind and solar will be inadequate to replace the missing fossil fuels, nor have any other reasonable sources been proposed or even contemplated to fuel the engines of war that protect our freedoms. There's nothing there. Which tells you again, if they know that this is not going to work, but yet they're going to make it happen anyway, it has to be intentional. Then add this to the suicidal fossil fuel policy, to abandoning, as we had already cracked on, to our enemies in Afghanistan, equipment and munitions totaling $80 billion that we know of. I'm going to tell you, as somebody who worked in that field for 30 years, it's probably over $100 billion. Shipping to Ukraine $40 billion or more, again, that we know of. I will tell you that we weren't told about all of it, and it's probably significantly more than $40 billion in weapons and until billions of dollars worth of military equipment and munitions we've gone and sent to our NATO allies as a backfill. Additionally, we have committed to supplying Taiwan with sophisticated weapon systems so that they can defend themselves against our common main adversary, China. This is another significant drain on the war reserves stockpile. We're also talking about Joe Bob sending 5 million barrels of oil over to Europe and Asia, of which a significant portion of it went to China. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Joe Bob is sending strategic reserves, which are only there. They are called strategic reserves because they are there to support you and I and our military in necessary times. But he sent them, he sold them to Europe, Asia, and China. While your price of gas has gone through the freaking ceiling. Who's going to hurt by this? Our very own military is going to be forced to what? Go to batteries? Are you kidding me? It's not going to happen. Okay? As we give away all these weapons, as it appears that there has been no effort to ramp up any production to replenish depleted stockpiles. There hasn't been. It's basically business as usual. If we can't supply enough baby formula, how can we be expected to provide enough bombs and guns if and when the need arises for this country to actually go to war in its own defense? So either Biden and his handlers are operating in a fantasy land of unicorns totally unrelated to reality, driven by their Marxist ideology of defeating capitalism, incredibly stupid, blind by greed, or just so evil they are determined to see the total elimination of the constitutional republic known as the United States of America. I've been saying this for how many years now? You cannot have global governance until you take the cowboys of the world to their knees. And I will tell you that, in fact, a vast majority of the liberal portion of this country, our leadership, not the citizenry, our leadership are bought and paid for and are well on board to global governance. The only pushback we see is in some, not all, there are rhinos, some of the conservatives who wish to have nothing to do with that. But again, the biggest player in that field when it comes to keeping America sovereign is our military. And just like our education system, just like our supply chain, just like our healthcare system, just like our financial system, it's literally being intentionally knocked to its knees. Not a joke, not a guess, because if you think that's a guess, I'm not done. I'm not. As a matter of fact, I think we need to get to probably the stuff that's even worse than this. How do we know that there is an intent other than the Green New Deal, okay, other than Joe Bob committing treason again by leaving Americans and those who worked for America in Afghanistan and pulling out? Did he have the capability? Did our military have the capability to literally take everybody who had literally worked for the American military, every Afghan? Yes, they did. Did they have the ability to literally take every American in Afghanistan out before they pulled out? Yes, they did. Did they? Hell no. Why? If you wish to lose confidence or to have the confidence in your military and your capability destroyed with your allies, wouldn't you do exactly something like this? Wouldn't you come up as the biggest clown, the biggest idiot on the world stage by pulling something like this, by leaving your own citizens and those who work for your citizens and almost $100 billion worth of modern weaponry behind and just pull out? Does anybody out there see any sense of that? And the thing of it is, Joe Bob and his team were warned about this over and over again. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. They did it. Why? Do you think it was just a mistake? How many times can you be told, don't do that, and then you do it, and then you still call it a mistake? The only way that could be accomplished in the fashion it was, with all of the precursors and the pre-warnings they had, is if it's intentional. And if it's intentional, there's another strike up for treason. Not a joke, an absolute fact. When you leave American citizens intentionally behind enemy lines, that's treason. But that's what happened. And how many of you out there know that there are still American citizens and those who work for America, and they're still getting killed over there for working for America, but they're still American citizens in Afghanistan? How many of you know that? Yeah. Let's go into the vaccines a little bit. Let's go into the COVID, what I call the biggest scam to ever hit this planet. Not a joke, an absolute fact. Let's dive into that a little bit, because that is one of the mechanisms that's literally being used to force our military to its knees. So did the DOD fake data to hide vaccine injuries? Okay. Let's talk about the convoluted DOD data saga. This particular DOD data saga started unveiling in January of 2022 when attorney Thomas Rentz presented his whistleblowers, and I talked about this about three or four shows ago, data at the five-hour hearing held by Senator Ron Johnson. In February 2022, Matthew Crawford described being shocked listening to Rentz in real time and learning about the DOD whistleblowers, and there are three of them, okay? When basically what they stated is that the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, DMED, had shown them beyond a shadow of a doubt that there had been a massive upsurge in vaccine harm or in issues as a result of the vaccines being mandatory within the military. Some of the things they discussed are miscarriages, and these are females in the military or wives of members in the military, were up by 300%. Cancer rates were up by 300%. Neurological conditions were up by 1,000%. This was the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database. This was a database by the DOD itself. Matthews believes that most likely somebody in the DOD noticed the elevated levels of illness in the data in 2021. After all, that's what the whistleblower doctors have been seeing on the ground, and they decided to cover it up. He thinks that the main cover-up was done by retroactively changing the data in the DMED, that's the database I'm talking about, for the previous years, 2016 to 2020, which was done by mid-2021, okay, thus making it making earlier years look worse than they actually were. But then in addition to that, the already altered database was migrated to a new server, possibly to make it even more difficult to investigate. It is theoretically possible that the process of migration, during that process, there was a genuine glitch, or maybe there was an intentional glitch to create more confusion and discredit any future whistleblowers. So we're talking about, at that point, miscarriages up by 300%. Because of the jab, cancer rates up by 300% because of the jab, neurological conditions up by 1,000%. But let's go on. Mandates are wreaking havoc on the military. Roger's not joking. Roger's not overstating anything. This is not fair point. On the 24th of January, 2022, again, Senator Johnson held a roundtable featuring world-renowned doctors and medical experts who shared their perspectives on the COVID-19 vaccine efficacy and safety and the overall response of the pandemic. At the roundtable, Thomas Rentz, that's the attorney I already mentioned, he is the attorney for the DOD whistleblowers, revealed disturbing information regarding dramatic increases in medical diagnosis among military personnel. The concern is that these increases may be related to, and in most cases are related to, COVID-19 vaccines being mandated to our military. Listen to me. Being mandated. This is what they found, okay? At the roundtable, Rentz stated, this came straight from his report, that the registered diagnosis of neurological issues increased 10 times from a five-year average of 82,000 This is neurological issues to 863,000 in 2021. There were also increases in registered diagnoses in 2021 of the following conditions. Hypertension, up almost 2,200%. All right? Disease of the nervous system, up over 1,000%. Multiple sclerosis, up by almost 700%. Breast cancer, up by almost 500%. Female infertility, up by almost 500%. This is what's happening to your military people. Because why? Because Joe Bob is telling them, you either take this vaccine, or we're going to cut your pay, or we're going to find a way to kick you out of the military. And if you've been there 18 years, 17 years, and you only need 20 to retire, are you going to take that shot? Because if you don't, you've just destroyed your life. And if you do, are you going to become one of these statistics? Stop and consider what Roger just said. Roger knows for a fact, because Roger does more research than any doctor you know, unless this is a doctor who specifically researches vaccines. When a doctor goes through medical school, they get 8 to 10, maybe 12 hours worth of vaccine training. And it's basically a couple of videos that tell them how great it is and how good it works. The rest of what they know comes from pharmaceutical reps who visit their office and give them free watches and free trips to Hawaii, so on and so forth, if they do so many vaccines per year. A vast majority of doctors know very little about vaccines except what they're told they are supposed to accomplish. Whereas Roger has been studying for a dozen years, not only vaccines, but their reactions and the reactions we have to them and how deadly most of them have been and how they have literally crippled millions of people over the last decade, actually over the last 50 years. But now we stand on the precipice of the most dangerous and deadly pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity. There is also, and you can find this, go online, this is on the extreme low end, but there is a report out there that says there is probably 7.9 million deaths between Europe and the United States associated with these vaccines, and as much as 600 million to 700 million adverse reactions. Did you hear what I just said? In 1970, the H1N1 vaccine was pulled off the market because it had 35 deaths, and that was far too many to make it considered safe to be given to you and me. 35 deaths, they pulled it off the market. We are looking at what will eventually be hundreds of millions, if not billions of deaths, and definitely billions of massive adverse reactions. Not a joke, not a guess. And now they're telling our military again, and there's an article that will be included with this tomorrow, you either get that shot or else. You get the first one, you get the second one, and you get every single booster you're supposed to get. More than 60,000 unvaccinated Army National Guard and Army Reserve soldiers will be barred from performing their military duties and have their pay and benefits cut because they refuse to get their shots. This was announced on Friday. Soldiers who refuse the vaccination order without an approved or pending exemption request are subject to adverse administrative actions, including flags, bars to service, and official reprimands, according to a statement from the Army. There are about 40,000 National Guard soldiers and 22,000 reserve soldiers who have not been vaccinated. The announcement comes as many of the so-called weekend warriors would be taking time off to perform their compulsory two-week training drills for their units. The military branch has raised the stakes for anti-vaxxer soldiers and promised to go one further and discharge their personnel if they continue to resist immunization. Now, let's put that into perspective. What did I just tell these people in the military? I've told them, because if you're in the military and you're flying a jet, if you're in the military and you're operating a tank, if you're in the military and you're driving an aircraft carrier, and I could go on and on, these are not stupid people. They're not. They're not ground pounders. And even those people have to be smart enough to keep themselves alive, which is actually smarter than the average bear. But you're going to tell these people, we know, and you're not saying this because you have to assume they already know, that this is the most dangerous pharmaceutical component ever used in the history of humanity. And you better take it, or we're going to make your life miserable beyond belief, or literally kick you to the curb. What we're telling you is that you have to take a vaccine that will not keep you from getting the virus that you're getting the vaccine for. You have to take the vaccine that will not keep your body from storing the virus you're taking the vaccine for. You have to take a vaccine that will not keep you from transmitting the virus to the person sitting next to you in the tank. But you have to take it. In other words, you have to take something that doesn't work and may kill you, or we're going to kick you out of the military, or we're going to cut your paycheck so you and your family can't live. How many people do you think are going to stay in the military? How many? We know for a fact today that these vaccines don't work. Anybody who thinks Roger's exaggerating when he says this, go to the CDC and the FDA. They will flat out tell you on their sites they cannot keep you from getting it. They cannot keep you from storing it. They cannot keep you from transmitting it. You also take a look around the world. A vast majority of those dying from quote-unquote COVID-19 today are either three times or four times vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. How much of this do you think these people in the military know? They're not stupid. But you're telling them, you take this vaccine over and over again, or we're going to decrease your pay to the point where you can't live, or we're going to make you go bye-bye. Tell me you're not intentionally decimating the ranks. Anybody out there who can honestly say, Roger, you're crazy, you've got this all wrong, you tell me where I've got it wrong, and then I'm going to reply to you and make you look so stupid you're going to wish you never opened your mouth or never put a comment down. I know about vaccines. I know what we're looking at. I know about the military. I spent 30 years serving this country and the military. The two topics I'm talking about right now, I'm as close to an expert as you're ever going to get. And for me to be this angry is exactly for that reason. We are telling our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen, you put your life on the line, or we make you go bye-bye. How many of our forces have already been vaccinated? A big chunk of them. Let's go over my last set of stats one more time. And this is just a partial list. What have we seen since the beginning of the vaccines mandates in the military? Hypertension, something you cannot afford in the military. You have to be calm. You have to be collected. You have to be focused. Hypertension is up by over 2,000%. Diseases of the nervous system are up by over 1,000%. Multiple sclerosis, almost 700%. Breast cancer, almost 500%. Infertility, almost 500%. Stop and think of what I'm saying here. And that's a partial list. You're telling these people, here's a six-shot revolver. There's a bullet in one chamber. I just spun it. I'm handing it to you. Now, you have to point that at your head. If you live, we're going to let you stay in the military. If you don't, oh, well. Anybody here think that's too crass? Anybody here think that that's overblown? You haven't listened to one single word I said. You want to decimate the military? COVID was the perfect ticket. the COVID vaccines wouldn't exist without COVID. And COVID, which is a coronavirus, which is basically the flu, if you took the actual number of deaths, not what the PCR test said, because we all know that 95% of those false positives were false. If you take a look at this, what you understand is for the first time in the history of humanity, the entire globe was vaccinated for the flu because of a lie called the PCR test, which said tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people were dying. Absolute lies. And that's all provable today. But yet, you're going to go to the most phenomenal, the most ready, the most technologically advanced military the planet has ever seen, and you're going to tell them you need batteries in your tanks. You're going to tell them if you want to be a woman, you can go spend 6 months to a year between surgery and recovery to become a girl. And then can you even ever go back and do your job? But in that entire year while that's happening, what good are you to the military? Who's paying you? How much do those operations cost? How much do, and again, this is what they're telling people in the military. Or if you're a woman and you're in the ladies' bathroom and a guy walks in, you just have to shut your mouth and live with it. We are looking at the demoralization and the health wrecking of our military. And I keep telling you, these people aren't stupid, they're smart. And they're looking around them going, I don't want to be here. And you are seeing not only a massive deficit in recruitment, but you're seeing a lot of people who would otherwise have made this a career going bye-bye, walking away, saying this is insanity and I'll have no part of it. This was a military I was glad to serve 8 years in. This was a military I was glad to serve for 22 years as a senior field engineer. This is a military that I was proud of globally. Well, there were some bad things. We'll talk about that at some other time that we did. But the point here is to protect us, there was nothing better on the planet. To keep us free, nothing better on the planet. To make sure we were sovereign, nothing better on the planet. Can we say that a year from now? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you think we can, you haven't heard one single word I've said. We are looking at the intentional destruction of the most phenomenal military the planet has ever seen. And this is happening. I'll talk to you next week.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.